The following is a paid presentation. The views and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of WIFE or Whitewater Broadcasting. It's time for To Your Health, brought to you by Rush Memorial Hospital. A weekly visit with the healthcare professionals at Rush Memorial to introduce you to the employees and the various programs at the hospital. And now, your host, Mary Frances Friedel.
Good morning. We're here today with Greg Pratt, the Director of Pharmacy, and Taylor Jones, a Purdue Pharmacy student, to discuss immunizations for adults and seniors. Good morning, Greg and Taylor.
Good morning.
How are you today, Mary Frances?
Oh, I'm just fine, thank you. I'm one of those adults who probably has some vaccinations that I need and I'm not aware of. I was just wondering, why do we need to get more vaccines as adults?
For adults, you might need more vaccines because your childhood vaccines can wear off. So it's important to stay up to date and be aware of what you have had so that way you can document that and follow through your life. So when you need to get more vaccines, you can. But some are for conditions that you might be vulnerable to or more susceptible to as you age due to conditions or just times of the year like pneumonia. And some are for people that are traveling and their lifestyle puts them in positions where they might get diseases. So there are vaccines you get as an adult that protect you from what you're not used to here in the United States.
When you talk about childhood vaccines wearing off, how would I know if my childhood vaccines were wearing off or if I needed to get a childhood vaccine repeated, like maybe a tetanus vaccine or measles or something like that?
With us, and there's probably other hospitals and stuff that employ the same way, we will test you for like measles, mumps, and rubella. And those levels can be tested with titers. And so we'll actually draw blood and see if you have developed the immunity to that. And then the other stuff kind of goes off of practice of, we know that every 5-10 years you need to have a booster if you haven't had one. So that's how we can tell about wearing off. It's through experience and then drawing titer levels on the disease itself.
You mentioned vaccinations that people might need as adults and they did not need as children, correct?
Yes, there are.
And then also if you're traveling. So I'm assuming you mean going to countries where they might have a disease that we don't have in the United States and you would need to get a vaccination because you could be exposed to something you would not ever have been exposed to here.
Yes. One example of that is yellow fever. And there are specified clinics where you can get vaccinated against yellow fever because that's not something that we deal with here.
So what are some of the vaccinations that are recommended for all or most adults to get? Not just the boosters where you're repeating one that you got as a child, but some of the ones that you get as an adult that you didn't need to get when you were a child.
Every year, it's recommended that you get the flu vaccine. So this is just a reminder to everybody to go out and make sure that you're vaccinated against the flu. But one that's really common that people think of is shingles, which is the zoster vaccines. And those are recommended as you get older. And if you've already had a shingles flare-up, you can still get that vaccine. It will make subsequent flare-ups more mild. So even if you've already experienced that as an adult, that's something that you can still get, and it will help protect you in the future. You can get your HPV vaccine up to age 26. And we talked about the boosters, but a lot of times you're exposed to these by a certain age just through experience and what you've been through. So that's why a lot of these you get as a child so that you get it before you're ever exposed.
The shingles vaccine or the zoster vaccine, is that related in any way to chickenpox?
Chickenpox, that's varicella. So then the varicella vaccine will go through and are actively immunizing children now.
So what is shingles?
So the shingles vaccine is a herpes zoster. So that is a disease that will affect your nerves and you have blisters and burning, itching, pain, and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, what that does is because it's a virus that can be spread among everybody, you know, most people do kind of carry it, and sometimes they have flare-ups. As you get older, your immune system gets weaker. This shot will help then protect you so that you shouldn't get flare-ups or make the flare-ups more mild, as Taylor had said.
So you mentioned your immune system getting weaker when you're older. Is this the reason for some of these vaccinations that adults and seniors need to get? Is it because they might have a weakened immune system and therefore be more vulnerable to things that they were not vulnerable to when they were children?
That could be true. Here's an interesting thing that they talk about, like herd immunity. So if everybody becomes, you know, an advocate for being vaccinated, we help protect each other. So if you're running around in your family and everybody has been vaccinated for it, the odds are you won't get it in your family and it won't spread to others. If you have somebody in your family that wasn't vaccinated and the rest of you are, you still then help protect that person in your family, because you shouldn't bring the, you know, the viruses or the bacterial infection or any of that stuff home to them, because you've protected. So that's why herd immunity is what we like to talk about, because if everybody gets vaccinated, we help protect each other and the ones that have not been vaccinated themselves.
If some of these vaccinations that are now recommended for adults and seniors, are they now recommended because there has been a decrease in herd immunity in the United States?
Last year, the measles outbreaks and stuff that was like in Washington State, and then it also went into religious beliefs and stuff. So the Jewish community in New York City were one that, based upon religion, they did not get vaccinated, and it showed how effective really the measles vaccine and stuff can be, because in these groups that were not vaccinated, they had real problems in spreading. There was even some deaths associated with it. That's why, you know, some states, and I believe New York was even one of those states, have now started adopting more policies that will not let people take religious beliefs as a reason to not get immunized.
Is this perhaps this loss of herd immunity because of people aren't being, you know, because people aren't being immunized? Is this making it more common that adults need to be tested for the titers that you were referring to? Because I know, actually, as a personal story, I got measles as an adult during an outbreak that occurred in Cincinnati. I was absolutely shocked that I was able to get measles, and it was an outbreak. And I'm just wondering, are adults needing to be monitored more closely to make sure that their vaccinations are still effective?
I would say yes, it is good, but yet there's many things to consider in some of this stuff, even the cost of doing these tests. So that's why people sometimes, you know, you just won't go to the doctor's office and say, hey, I'm curious as to what, you know, my immunity is, and will you do titers on me, because the costs involved and everything else. But I believe it's good to have a conversation with your provider when you go to the office, because there are ways that we can track what your shot record is and what you have been vaccinated for.
And when you were vaccinated and where. And I think that's another issue I've had recently. I have a son who's applying to be an EMT, and he has to give all of his vaccination records. And he's 34, and he called and asked me for his vaccination records. And I said, do you seriously think I have any clue as to, you know, the years you were vaccinated, and to make sure that he had everything? But he was actually able to, fortunately, contact his provider, because we had had one provider throughout his childhood, and they did have all of his vaccination records even all this time later. But I would assume that for a lot of people, that this isn't the case. They don't have a record at one provider that gave them all of their vaccinations.
So I had that issue when I was heading off to school, and I was able to get records from the local health department. So that's one option if you don't if you're unable to get your records from your provider. And we also have a vaccine reporting system for Indiana called CHIRP. But right now, there's no national database where that information is inputted for people to keep track of.
Are there any other adult or senior vaccines that we need to be concerned with?
We wanted to address hepatitis A also while we were here. Last year, there was an outbreak in Indiana. It was, I think, 10 times the frequency as it usually is an incidence rate per year. So the Indiana State Health Department created a task force of nurses that had pop-up vaccine tents throughout the state to help vaccinate people against hepatitis A. And people that are predisposed to this are if you recently stayed in prison or jail, men that have sex with other men, people who are homeless, and also those that use syringes for their disease states. They're just more predisposed to this disease. So that was something we wanted to address, and the importance of getting vaccinated for hepatitis A, especially because it is impacting our state.
I know the flu vaccine you need to get every year. The hepatitis A vaccine, how often do you have to get that?
You only need one.
Yep, you'll get one dose, and then within the next 6 to 12 months, you'll get a booster dose and you're done.
My mother is in her 80s and she gets vaccinated for pneumonia. And I've never heard of children getting vaccinated for pneumonia. So is pneumonia something that is only for adults and seniors, or am I just uninformed?
They have two types of pneumonia vaccines. One of them is called Prevnar 13. That is given to children during their childhood immunization schedule. And then Pneumovax 23 is generally what they use for adults 65 and over. There's been a time period, and then I just heard back in the fall, another webinar out of Philadelphia where they're really trying to compare, because what they did is they would give an adult over 65 the Pneumovax 23, and then they would follow that back up with the Prevnar 13, since generally that vaccine was not available while they were children. They have not seen necessarily anything that makes it seem superior to having the Pneumovax 23 by itself, so that's why they're still looking at that. And it sounded to me like maybe they were looking at just going back, giving an adult patient over 65 a Pneumovax 23 and then calling it good. And then within the next 5 years, if something ever happened, you could get a booster dose.
There's basically one that you might get because you've never had it as a child. And then there's another one that you might get because you're older and your immune system has changed. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
What about tetanus? I lead a pretty active lifestyle, and I know that I've been recommended as an adult to get a tetanus booster. How do you know when you need to get tetanus boosters? And if you do, is there a certain time period? Like, would you get them every, 5 years, every 10 years? How does that work?
You can get a booster for that every 10. That's what's recommended to keep yourself safe, because you have a lifestyle like that. It is important to make sure that you're protected against tetanus.
So it's not something, though, that everybody would need, right? Isn't it people who risk getting injured in some way, or, active outdoors, or metal workers?
No, that's exactly true. And that's when people really have to stop and think about, when did I get vaccinated? Because if you go in and you were stuck by a rusty nail or cut by a piece of sheet metal or some of that stuff, that's what they're going to ask you in the emergency room as they're stitching you up. They'll say, hey, when's the last time you had a tetanus shot? And it's been longer than 10 years. Go ahead and get it.
Is it going to hurt me to get the tetanus vaccine or any vaccine if you get those vaccines maybe closer together than they recommend, or maybe you think you haven't had one and you get it, but you actually had it? Are these safety issues with these vaccinations?
No, these vaccinations are safe. They've been tested for so long. And it's funny you say that. My mom was a bit of a worrywart, so I've had two hepatitis A vaccinations. So it's safe to get that, especially 6 or 7 years, 3 or 4 years here or there. It's better that you be protected and get the vaccine when you need it rather than guessing and then going, it might not have been the full 10. We'll forego that. That might put you in a situation where you're more at risk.
we discussed in other on other radio shows, the safety of the childhood vaccines. Is there any difference in the safety of these adult and senior vaccines and the safety of the children, the vaccines for children?
A lot of these are boosters, or you're receiving the same ones that you would as a child, but you're getting them later in life. They're just as safe. And also, there is a vaccine reporting system where if you feel like you're experiencing symptoms that are abnormal to how you usually are and you had just been vaccinated, call your provider, call your physician's office and let them know so that they can report it for you and continue to make these vaccines safer. But as I said earlier, they are safe. Safety studies are run on them all the time. They're constantly making sure that they are safe for the public, since, you know, we recommend that everybody get vaccinated.
Okay, and I just have one final question. Can you give people a source of information where they can go to find out what vaccines they would need if they were traveling abroad, and also what vaccines people need just in general? Is there a place you can go where you have they have listed all the different adult and senior vaccines?
Yeah, so the CDC website, which is the Center for Disease Control, has a user-friendly way to navigate, and you can go to the Traveler's Health, and it just asks you where you're going, and it will give you everything from what you need to do before, during, and after you get back if you're leaving the country. And it lets you know what diseases are prevalent there, what vaccines are recommended, and how to protect yourself against disease while you're there. And the CDC also has a really great list and schedule that's color-coded, and it's based on years. It's super easy to read so that you can quickly look over it and see what you might need, and you can take that and consult your physician and maybe get a good comprehensive schedule going if you need some.
Dr. Stahl is kind of our travel vaccinator, and he is certified to give the yellow fever vaccine, because you have to have a certification in order to give yellow fever vaccine.
Well, thank you both so much for coming.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, Mary Frances.
You can listen to past shows of To Your Health. Log on to rushmemorial.com and click on podcasts. Join us again next week for another visit with Rush Memorial Hospital. It's To Your Health, brought to you by Rush Memorial Hospital on Hometown Country 94.3 WIFE. The proceeding was a paid presentation. The views and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of WIFE or Whitewater Broadcasting.